When I wake,
may I take the day, giving thanks for the breath that I breathe. And when I stand, may I rise to greet my heart with the warmth of my hand.
When I walk,
may I place my feet on the path of the good and the strong.
And when I fall, may I know that I still belong.
When I speak, may my words be true and kind to lift up and feed. And when I fight, may I find the power of peace to help carry me. And
when I shake,
may I know my strength lies deep within my song.
And when I fall, may I know.
Okay, let me tell you what was in that last set. We started it off with a song from Matt Pond, PA. The name of the song was Devil in the Water from Several Arrows Later. They're going to be in Pittsburgh Thursday night. Lydia Lunch will be in town also on Monday. And then we had, we had a local group, the Garment District, doing a street named Finland. See, this didn't come up either. A street named Finland off of their Flowers Telegraphed All Parts of the World album, which was recently released. And then we had more recently released music. We had Carolyn Cotter doing Morning Mantra off of the CD by the same name. That's going to do it for me. We'll be back next Friday morning. I'm not sure what we'll be doing, but it won't be another playlist from Bob. It'll be, I'll have my staff put together something. We'll save Bob for later on when the springtime gets here. Are you ready, Zombo?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. See you next week.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
I dreamed I saw Phil Oakes last night, alive as you and me. Says I to Phil, you're 10 years dead. I never died, says he. I never died, says he. The music business killed you, Phil. They ignored the things you said and cast you out when fashions changed, says Phil. But I ain't dead, says Phil, but I ain't dead. The FBI harassed you, Phil. They smeared you with their lies, says he, but they could never kill what they could not compromise. I never compromised. Though fashions changed and critics sneered, the songs that I have sung are just as true tonight as then. The struggle carries on. The struggle carries on. When the song of freedom rings out loud from valleys and from hills, where people stand up for their rights, Phil Oakes is with us still. Phil Oakes inspires us still.
Last night or the night before that, I won't say which night. A seaman friend of mine, I'll not say which seaman, walked up to a big old building. I won't say which building. And would not have walked up the stairs, not to say which stairs, if it had not been two girls leaving out the name of two girls. I recall
up on pages. And there I was, all night long, playing and listening and forgetting the players. And as well as I could recall, well, my seaman buddy could recollect, the girl had told us that she was a niece of Walt Whitman, but not which niece. And it takes a night and a girl and a book of this kind a long, long time to find its way back.
Most likely the best transition ever out of the Kenny Joe Show. The History of Zombo. Double shot of Billy Bragg for him. And yeah, that was, got the 12 CD box set of Billy Bragg this past year. Reissue once again. Recapping 2023. About two more weeks to go, maybe a week and a half. But yeah, into the last 4 months of 2023. Great music that was released, that I stole, that I stumbled upon, that was given to me, all kinds of good stuff. We heard Walt Whitman's Daughter, Billy Bragg with Wilco, and Billy Bragg, I don't know why the computer calls him Billy Braggs. That's the last thing that guy does is brag. Billy does not brag. He's a heck of a dude. But the first time I saw Billy Bragg, man, it was crazy. I went to see Screamin' Jay Hawkins when Stranger Than Paradise came out in the 90s. He was up in Cleveland, and I said, oh, man, we'll go see Screamin' Jay. Who's the opening act? Ah, some guy named Billy Bragg. I was like, okay. And he comes out with a guitar, electric guitar, and just destroys it, man. He was so good that we left halfway through Screamin' Jay Hawkins. Screamin' Jay Hawkins was just kind of like, did I put a spell on you? And a couple other things. And he just started doing all these blues things that kind of, you could just see, he was just filling time. But no, man, Billy Bragg was astounding. And Screamin' Jay was entertaining, but boy, couldn't follow Billy Bragg, which I don't know who put that tour together, but woo! Hey, in your brain, how are you rats doing? I'm sure you guys are doing adequate. Adequate? Very nicely done. Adequate, folks. All right, let's get back in. Okay, you got to pack a lunch, take a nap, take a doo-doo, call your friends, hit the snooze alarm. I want to play something that I got this year from one of my favorite new trance rock and roll electric bands from Portugal, 10,000 Russos. And I love playing these guys. Their songs are on the longish side, about 6 minutes and 38 seconds exactly. And it's interesting the sound they get from just a guy playing drums. You know, there's some effects on the drums. Guy playing bass, effects on the bass, effects on the vocal. The drummer actually sings and the guitar player. That is it. That's it. I don't think there's any real electronics other than just what they manipulate stuff. But anyhow, pretty cool tune. It's called Carl Burns, which is kind of funny because that's one of the drummers for the band The Fall. So they actually wrote a song about the drummer one of my favorite band, The Fall. And it's called Carter Burns. You listen to Zombo WERCT right here in the Pittsburgh. And yes, they renewed my slot for this show and for my encore show. My encore show, Zombo's Deep Archive. Still, 4 o'clock in the morning to 7 o'clock in the morning on Thursdays. So, yeah. All right. Prop back and put your brain in cruise control. We'll be right back. There you go, some new stuff that came out last year. That was a new band called The Empty Threats, and that was called Monster Truck Mondays. Before that, another new release last year from The Hermits. Nice tune called Weight of the World. Another new release from The Surf Junkies. Well, a lot of brand new stuff, not just reissues this last set. The Surf Junkies with Stranger Danger. And new, I really like this new band called Gold Dime. And that was called Denise, or Denise. It all depends how you pronounce that. Set started off with Carl Burns, the song by 10,000 Russos. And Zombo here recapping 2023, and that last set was new music. So we have a new system here. I'm doing the old school, too, where you can go online to the WRCT website, click on the schedule, you'll click on my show, then you'll click on my playlist, and you'll see all the stuff I am playing. And it is stuff that this new system that automatically, must be an AI thing, automatically says what the songs are, automatically logs them in another thing called Spinatron. And let me look at Spinatron. All those music I played, let's look at my Spinatron. Oh, Spinatron recognized Billy Bragg doing Walt Whitman's Niece with Wilco. That's it. Out of all that music I played in the last half hour, that's well, old Brainiac Computer finds my show to be. So if someone would just go, let's listen to Zombo Show. Wow. One song. It's a Billy Bragg tune. This guy stinks. Well, go. That's where you go to the regular playlist. I don't know when they're going to switch that over, but it's going to be a while because it does not recognize the stuff I'm playing. Oh, well, I guess I could go to, but see, then again, I guess I could go to this and manually put it in Spinatron. Maybe once they yell at me, because I don't think there's a way to do that. I don't know. We haven't been trained properly. So that's the thing. You haven't been trained properly. Just kind of like when you go to the grocery store. I haven't been trained properly to be a checkout clerk. I miss a lot of stuff. I haven't been properly trained. I didn't know not to look under the cart for the 6 cases of Diet Coke. I didn't know that. Oops. I did not get the proper training. I was not trained to look under the cart during checkout. I hope I don't get fired, man, because I'd hate to lose that job as a checkout clerk doing my own stuff. Let's see what else we got going on here. So, all right, a lot of new records came out. We're kind of on a streak here, and actually a lot of box sets and a lot of reissues. It's all the stuff that came out in 2023. I got about a week and a half of this to go. Then we're going to get back into the themes of space and time, which I consider to be a grand theme. You know, usually it could be like, you know, DJ, okay, I like doing grand themes. A couple different reasons. It gives a nice cohesion to the show. Like, for example, I did a grand theme of all songs about colors. I did all 8 colors from the original Crayola box at the 100th anniversary. Yeah, and it was just dumb luck. The 120th anniversary of Crayola crayons. 120th anniversary of Crayola crayons. And I was like, wow, because I was looking up the colors and crayons. And I was like, oh, wow, they first came out in like 1903 or 1923 or something with a 3 in it. So it was it really worked out well. And then I got this Brainiac idea to start doing the planets, you know. And once I did the planets, I started doing the sun and the moon and the stars and then deep space and then galaxies. And then I'm thinking, okay, what's after space? Well, it'll be time. I did a whole time show, songs about time. And now we're going to be doing the increments of time. I've already did seconds. I did hours. I did minutes. So when I'm done with all of this, you know, it's going to be songs all about days. Days in the title. And I might actually do a week things with the weekdays. That'd be a fun song, a fun show. I might stick that in the middle right after days, or put it in as part as days. I'll probably do a separate thing. It'd be nice to like kind of go through, like, because there's great songs written about like Monday, Blue Monday, Friday on my mind, Saturday night's all right for whatever's, Saturday night in the city of the dead. So it writes itself. You know, Wednesday Week by Elvis Costello, an old punk tune. So that's going to be coming up in about 2-3 weeks. So something to look forward to. And Massive Music Weekend is happening before you know it. So that'll be neat. And then they'll probably be bumping another one of my shows because when they do the buggy races. So that's going to probably happen in April. So there. So as far as new, so, oh, I should tell you some things. Let me tell you some things. Let me tell you some things. All right, what do we got here? Yeah, what makes a community vibrant? What makes a vibrant? How can we grow vibrant communities? Ah, with trees. Yeah. Tree-lined walkways. That sounds nice. In every park, in every neighborhood, encourage people to be healthy and active. You know what I hate? I hate tree abuse. I know people get on thinking about like physical abuse and this thing. I am not a fan of these. When I see somebody hitting a tree, I don't know. That still bugs me. And I'm like we're not one of those tree-hugging guys. But I see some drunk guy, and he's got, like, you know, he's just, like, wailing on a tree, or some dumb little kid is busting branches off a tree. I don't know. That rubs me the wrong way. Something about that I just think isn't right. Especially, like, you know, I was watching his show last night. This guy's so mad. He got on his TV, and he gets his bat. And he just starts wailing on this tree because he's so mad. And he's just swinging a bat, just beating the hell out of this tree. And I'm thinking, you know what? Where's Trita? You know, there's Pita, the people for animal. But where's Trita? Where's people for the just no tree abuse? People for the ethical treatment of trees. Ah, yeah. That would be Pete. So I would actually think this is going to happen. There's going to be a disclaimer on the end of movies now saying no trees were harmed. You know, I'm okay with grass. Mow grass. Grass is just like grass. You know, it's just grass. It's a bunch of grass. Weeds? Screw weeds. Who needs weeds? Flowers? You're getting a little bit into a gray area with trees. They're fun to pick, but, I mean, do you really realize that they probably scream when you pick them out of the ground? You yank them out by the roots. Sure, it looks pretty. They scream and then they die. Put them in water. It's just almost like embalming them for just a little bit. So that, you're not going to get away from that. I still love a nice bouquet of flowers. But I just think the people that just hit and abuse trees. And God, I've got this knucklehead neighbor who didn't like a beautiful, beautiful oak tree in his lawn. Beautiful oak tree. Gorgeous, and provided shade. And this new jerk moves in. This old lady, Granny, used to live there. And Granny had, like, these trees. Well, this dope moves in. And he does not chop the tree down. He saws all the limbs off. So we got this paraplegic tree that we have to look at every day because this guy does not want to rake leaves. He sawed all the limbs off of this huge, like, it was probably, like, you know, about 50-foot tree. Just because he didn't want leaves. Now he's got this like Venus de Milo tree in his front lawn. It's a total eyesore. Just cut the damn thing down. Not saw all the limbs off it and make it look like, you know, some like, you know, just some paraplegic in the, no, what is that paraplegic? What is it when they're missing limbs? Amputee. That's just too, that makes me sad. If somebody from Pete was around, the people for the ethical treatment of trees, yeah. Now we're cooking with that. It really rubs me the wrong way. People don't. And then they go, get these trees out of our. Have them go back to where they belong. Have them go back to the woods where they belong. Have them go back to the woods where they belong. I'm a tree guy. I want to hug a tree. You know, I just don't want to bug them. You know, I mean, trees don't need to be hugged. Just don't hit them with a bat and don't have your dumb kid break the branches off. Unless, you know, unless a branch is getting broken off as a switch to hit the kid. Then I'm all for that then. You just snap off one of the switches. And then, you know, it's a twig. And tree might go a little, ouch, might get a little pinch out of it. But it's definitely worth the entertainment value of seeing some kid get switched with a twig from a tree. Getting a switch on the tree, man. That's old school. All right, what do we got? So I got to tell you about trees lift home values and decrease energy costs. So where am I going with all this? Trees support stable jobs. Oh, they're job creators. A message for Sustainable Urban Forest Coalition. And that's the U.S. Forest Service and WRCT right here in the Pittsburgh. So there you go. That was a nice one. I felt good about that. I had a good feeling about that PSA, you know. Plus, I got a pretty decent rant about people for the ethical treatment of trees, you know. I'm just that way. That's how I am. Because the world is an angry place, and there's an angry young man who's ready to tackle the issues plaguing us head on. Join Tony Anthony Cataracci. See, this is probably why this guy's angry. He's got this in the Cacciacatatio, tio, and nobody pronounces it right. He couldn't go with Anthony C or Tony C. He had to use his full name because he's angry, and it's Anthony Cacciacatio. So that's what probably what makes him mad. He's an angry young man because everybody goes, hey, Tony, got your urn. Ah, you forgot the extra on the end. I'm angry. But he talks about issues ranging from current events to policy dates. And every Thursday, 11 a.m., here on this here station. Yeah. And then we got Saturday Night Fever. Oh, that wins for the most original radio name show. How about that? Join DJ Lee. Now, see, that's a very easy name. Lee. DJ Lee. Join him. That's how you do it. Tony and Karachi. That's how you get a DJ name. You don't say, oh, what's your name? Oh, Tony Anthony Tony Rach Karachi. How about you just be DJ Lee? It makes more sense. For an hour of funk, soul, disco, and jazz. Sounds like a nice mix of stuff. Hopefully it's a more original than the actual name of the show. Saturday night, 10 to 11. So it's one of those 1 hour whopping big shows we got on here. One whole whopping hour. That's right. Some folks can't do more than an hour. Why bother? Kenny Joe likes an hour. Me, I am like getting my stride at about 2.5 hours. And the last half hour of my show is this white knuckle ride through the off rail into the radio lands. Something like that. Bringing back the soul to Pittsburgh, only on RCT. Woo-wee! I'm on far. Speaking of fars, you know, only you. That's the sad thing. Only you can prevent forest fires. And that's why we're doomed. Because if I'm counting on you to prevent forest fires, especially someone like Kelvin, man, that guy just sees a smoldering bush. He's like, I got stuff to do. I got a nap to take. I ain't got time for that smoldering bush. And the next thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. So he got a new Duran album. Actually, they kicked the other two guys out, so now it's just Duran Duran. Brand new Duran Duran record. And it's, I don't know, man. It doesn't sound like a band that's, you know, been around for 30 years. Because half this album are cover songs. And these cover songs aren't even that interesting. You know? But there's one good song on there. I don't know what the name of the song is. The name of the song is Black Moonlight. And I think that's the name of the record. No, it's called Dance Macabre. Dance Macabre is the name of the new Duran Duran record. One song. Should have been a single, not a full album, not worth the 20-year wait. But this tune's nice. Black Moonlight, Zombo in Your Brain, WRCT in the Berg.
Hold tight, we're going out. out of preparation to get that twisted look.
You people, watch.
Now, the nice new thing, that's the Death Valley Girls with Sanitarium Blues, 45, or actually like a mini record from I got last year, Idols, Mayday. And interesting thing, the show that follows is now Sick. He actually opened with an Idols tune. I was like, hey, this show's going to be pretty good. So that's the show after this. It's a lot more brutal than my show. It's pretty much the musical version of my ranting. So that's happening. There's a show. Let's see if he shows up. He has 1 week. We're going to actually keep track of this. He's batting 1,000 now. Is that what it is? Or it's 100% or batting 100? Anyhow, so he showed up last week. So we'll see if the show after this called Sick shows up. We heard before that, oh, man, Fat Gadget. Frank Tovey. Love Frank Tovey's stuff. So it's kind of funny. I did this goth reunion thing, the upstage reunion. I did that right around the New Year's. They had a big New Year's party called the Upstage Reunion. They let me DJ, which was nice. So I played Fad Gadgets. I said, oh, man, I got to play Collapsing New People. It's a great Fad Gadget tune. So yes, let me get the whole thing. So I download the whole Frank Tovey Fad Gadget catalog. I get all the Fad Gadget. I get all the Frank Tovey last year. I said, okay, it's all good stuff. What do I play? The song I really like, Collapsing New People. So it's kind of like sometimes you do fall back into like some of the comfort zone. Sometimes I fall back into a comfort zone. Before that, we heard Black Moonlight from the new Duran Duran record, Dance Macabre. And believe me, that's the song on the record. The rest, Speaking of I'm going to be playing the Joe Meek, the demo of Telstar. Now, Telstar was a real popular instrumental all about the satellite, Telstar, done by Joe Meek. And how he would write stuff, he was not a musician. So he would hum all this music into a tape recorder, should play it to a band, say, okay, I want it to be like this. And then the band would play it and he'd form it. Now, Telstar got to be a huge, huge hit, but not for Joe Meek. Somehow there was another song that kind of ripped off Telstar, and there was a big legal battle of if Joe Meek got all this money, if he would get all this money for royalties for writing Telstar. And, you know, pretty much muddled along his whole career. You know, odd-ass dude, that's for damn certain. One of the unluckiest guys in music. But perhaps the fact that he was psychotic didn't help matters. Difficult to deal with, just outrageous. Just outrageous in not a fun way. Not outrageous in a Keith Moon way. This is outrageous in like a Norman Bates kind of way. Not even a nice Norman Bates. So anyhow, there's a legal battle over Telstar. And his recording studio was somehow above his landlady or under his landlady's building. And she kept yelling at him to, you know, well, why would you have a recording studio in your building and not expect it to be loud? I don't know what his landlady was thinking. Oh, yeah, I'm just going to move all this equipment and we'll be quiet as a mouse. Coming up, the tornadoes, you know, and then. So when they say they've been fighting and fighting and fighting, he actually took a shotgun, killed her, and then blew his brains out. The happy story of Joe Meek. Then here comes the hilarious part of life. They award him posthumously or posthumously, or I think it's most posthumously because most people who get stuff after they die, it's humorous. They give him the rights to Telstar after he shot his landlady and blew his brains out. There you go. So I have the original demo. They released this Telstar Joe Meek box set that just has way too much junk on it. You know, stuff that I would only be interested in, like his humming version of Telstar. So I want to play that in just a smidgen. And we're at an hour already. Can you believe it's 11 o'clock? Do you know where your brain is? It's listening to Zombo right here on RCT, recapping the coolest finds and new releases and old releases and all this other stuff from 2023. Got this about a week and a half. Then, you know, I did decide I'm going to actually interject all the stuff I got going on after this with doing days of the week. I think that'd be a really nice way to get back into the groove of the show, rather than just go into days. Kind of do something like start with Sunday, all these songs about Sunday, and see how long I can. That could be another 6 months. Go Sunday to Saturday, you know, with as many songs as I can, finding about the weekdays. And plus, that'd be something you guys could get into. Oh, yeah. Can you play Friday on My Mind by the Easy Beats? No. I'll play by David Bowie off the Pinups record. That's cool. Or I can play the easy beats. Whatever. Don't matter. You know how I am. I try and be easygoing. But anyhow, we're at an hour. And right now, that's the thing why I'm really glad the show is 3 hours, not an hour. Because the first hour of the show to me is like foreplay. Getting warmed up, getting you warmed up. It's kind of like foreplay. Okay? Now, the next couple minutes is going to be fornication. After that, it's about 2 hours and about an hour and 58 minutes of me apologizing. But, yeah, so but I'm just going to let you know right now, if this is only like a minute long, and it's the Joe Meek Telstar demo. And then I'm going to be following up with this band, I mentioned them before, called Monster Rally. They take old exotic, he takes old Exotica records like Martin Denny and Arthur Lyman and remixes them into something different. And I think you might like that too. So we got some new stuff coming at you, some old stuff coming at you, some crazy stuff coming at you. Are you ready, baby? All right, let's knock it out. Telstar, Joe Meek demo.
To rock, some people like to roll, the moving and the grooving's coming. satisfy my soul, let's have a party. A party. Satisfy my